Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
Dr. Grant breezes into the office with a huge smile on his face. He has just started dating someone, and lingering thoughts of the evening they spent together is making him a little dreamy-eyed this morning. Everything seems right with the world, until his appointment with Shui. Shui is a 30-year-old woman who arrived from China 3 years ago with her husband and 2 children, now 4 and 8 years old. She is currently pregnant with her 3rd child. Looking at her file, Dr. Grant sees that the results of routine prenatal screening have come back. They show chronic hepatitis B infection. Dr. Grant's daydreams evaporate as he ponders what he should do for this patient now. He can't help wondering whether he has missed something in his earlier assessments of Shui.
Dr. Chris Greenaway is the first author of the Evidence Review on Hepatitis B of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Dr. Greenaway, did Dr. Grant miss anything?
Unfortunately, when his patient Zhu first arrived in Canada 3 years previously, this could have been a time and opportunity to screen for both chronic hepatitis B and prior immunity rather than 3 years later when she was pregnant.
Yeah, well, now that it's late, so what Dr. Grant can do now? It's something we can do for this patient?
So I think that there's always an opportunity for potential prevention and treatment, even though there is a three-year time that has elapsed. So what would be the best thing for him to do would be to screen all the family members of Zhu for both chronic hepatitis B and immunity for hepatitis B, because there are both treatments for chronic hepatitis B to decrease long-term outcomes such as cirrhosis or hepatocellular carcinoma, and there's an effective vaccine that can prevent transmission if the person is not previously infected.
Then in order to do not repeat these mistakes, should a primary care physician like Dr. Grant screen for hepatitis B to all new immigrants and refugees?
So immigrants and refugees, more than 70% of all the immigrants and refugees that we receive in Canada originate from countries that have a intermediate or high prevalence of chronic hepatitis B, which is defined as greater than 2% hepatitis B surface antigen carriage. And people that are chronic hepatitis B carriers are at risk themselves for developing either cirrhosis or hepatic carcinoma and premature mortality and transmitting to their family members. So it's because there are good treatments for chronic hepatitis B now, and because there is a vaccine that's effective that can prevent transmission, it's really critical for populations that are coming from intermediate and high endemic country areas of chronic hepatitis B to be screened both for chronic hepatitis B and prior immunity, so that these interventions can be offered.
Okay, but how a GP could know which countries have high or intermediate prevalence of chronic hepatitis B? There is any tip? It's something it's located in a small regions of the world, or what are we talking about?
So the intermediate and high areas of prevalence for chronic hepatitis B are most areas of the world, including Asia, Africa, Eastern Europe, and some parts of South America. So the only areas that are in the low intermediate or the low prevalence for chronic hepatitis B would be North America, most parts of Central America, Western Europe, Australia, and New Zealand.
There are several recommendations about hepatitis B. Why these ones are important and unique?
I think that it is an under-recognized and underappreciated by primary care physicians that there are populations that are at increased risk for chronic hepatitis B and the potential associated morbidity and mortality. And most of the immigrants and refugees that are being seen by in primary care are at increased risk for chronic hepatitis B. And as previously mentioned, this is a detectable, preventable, and treatable illness that will decrease morbidity and mortality. So there's really a lot of potential benefit for this population to be considering screening and to be able to decrease health disparities.
Dr. Greenaway, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure.
There are four key points to remember regarding hepatitis B. Number one, newly arrived immigrants and refugees have a prevalence of chronic hepatitis B infection of about 3% as compared with 0.5% in the Canadian-born population. Number two, immigrants have increased mortality from chronic and viral hepatitis and hepatocellular carcinoma than the Canadian-born population, likely primarily because of increased prevalence of undetected and untreated chronic hepatitis B infection. Number 3. Immigrants would benefit from screening for chronic hepatitis B. Number 4. Immigrants would benefit from hepatitis B vaccination. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.